The Buck Sexton Show.
When our water heater broke down last month, it was a nightmare. It took 5 hours for the plumber to show up, and he charged us a couple of $100 just to come out. Then it cost another $1,800 to put in the new water heater. By the time it was all said and done, I felt like I'd been taken. But what else could I do?
The smartest thing you can do is get a home warranty from American Residential Warranty. Their home warranties pay to repair or replace all your major appliances when they break. And they will break. And at the worst possible time. Call American Residential Warranty right now for free information on home warranties starting at just pennies a day. Don't wait for your refrigerator to stop running or your ceiling fans to stop turning. Call American Residential Warranty right now. Ask how you can save up to 50% on washer and dryer coverage. Just call 1-800-686-3910. That's 1-800-686-3910. Again, 1-800-686-3910. Call now.
It's important that while we're talking about the political race, we don't forget about those who currently wield political power. And of course, at the top of that food chain is President Barack Obama himself. He has still a lot on his agenda, a lot he's planning over the rest of this year. As long as he is the commander-in-chief, as long as he is the chief executive, there's a lot of stuff he can do, and it seems these days he can do it without much pushback in the media and without much paying attention from the media, quite honestly. He has established by executive order a cyber czar of sorts and a new privacy board. Here to talk to us about that is Fred Lucas. He's the Blaze's White House correspondent. Fred, thank you very much for calling in.
Oh, thanks for having me on.
All right, so what is this executive order that establishes a cyber czar from the president, Fred?
Well, it's important to know for some background. Late last year, Congress passed a cybersecurity bill. The president signed that, but as is usually the case, what Congress passes is not enough for the president. He issued two executive orders yesterday. This was to coincide with his budget proposal. But one established a cybersecurity national action plan. That includes, as part of that, establishing what's sort of a cyber czar. The official title would be the Federal Chief of Information Security Officer, who would coordinate among all of the federal agencies how to deal with cybersecurity threats, both to the government and to the private sector.
Okay, so this seems like what, a good thing? Is this within the realm of what we would expect the president to do?
It could be. I mean, it's not necessarily a nefarious thing. There is bipartisan support for going after cyber criminals and so forth, hackers that are out there. On the other hand, it is something he's doing executively. It's not something Congress has necessarily on board with, but we have heard Speaker Ryan has said that they would be supportive of taking additional measures on cybersecurity. I don't necessarily foresee this becoming a major controversy, but it is something that sort of stood out in these two executive orders. The second executive order established a federal privacy council.
Tell me about the federal privacy council. I'm seeing this here in your piece.
Right. The Federal Privacy Council separately is basically an advisory board to the president that looks at ways that hackers would have access into financial information or social security numbers and so forth, and also gets into maybe the conflict of the government trying to protect people from hackers, but at the same time, you know, people might not want the government having this information. This is something that this board would basically advise the president on. In the category of another blue ribbon government commission that, you know, gives the president a report, and that report often goes on the shelf sometimes. But both of these executive orders came out the same day the president has proposed $19 billion as part of his overall $4 trillion budget. $19 billion of that would go to cybersecurity.
$19 billion of a $4 trillion, but $4 trillion, because spending $3-point-something trillion is just not enough. You got to spend $4 trillion. So, Fred, you're down there. You're covering the White House. This is obviously Obama's, despite some of the conspiracy theories you'll see on the internet, this is Obama's last year in the White House. And despite everything else that's going on, what can we expect, or what are you hearing the president's got planned in the months ahead? He's not going to get anything through the Congress. He knows that. He already got a budget deal with this Congress, so that's all taken care of until next year, or until the fall at least. So it goes beyond that actually, from what I recall. But what can we expect from the president, from the executive order standpoint, and just in general? What's this president going to try to do on his own with his pen and his phone?
A big pen and phone issue is going to be Gitmo. I did a story for the Blaze a couple of months back in which I talked to some legal scholars, both conservative and left-leaning legal scholars, who think that there might not be a whole lot Congress could do immediately unless they had a really solid majority that would keep them from just shipping some of those prisoners out of Gitmo and closing it. And he desperately wants to close Gitmo by the end of his presidency, because that's something he promised he would do on his first day in office. Another thing is, and he's somewhat limited on this, but it looks like he might want to do some sort of executive action on campaign finance reform of some sort, requiring various disclosure among federal contractors and federal contractors' employees and so forth. So those are two things. Another thing, he is, oddly, that was in his budget proposal yesterday was this was predicated, and we do have another story up on theblaze.com about this, but part of his budget is predicated on the belief that somehow he's going to get immigration reform through this year.
And, really?
Which is an odd belief.
The only way that happens is if he goes ahead with it via executive order. It's obviously not going to come not going to come through the Congress. I guess he's preparing to see what the Supreme Court's going to say about this as well, because they're taking up this issue now of whether he can give deferred amnesty, or whatever it is he calls it, deferred action for not child arrivals, but parents of arrivals, right? DAPA. Parent arrivals. Fred, I want to ask you, have you heard anything about, because this is something that people just kick around. Friends of mine ask me, when I'm just in the city here and hanging out, if this White House had to go with either the Sanders or the Clinton campaign right now, do you get any sense that there's a they're torn, or is it just Clinton all the way?
They want Clinton in there. They want someone who they think can win. You might wonder, in their heart of hearts, they might sort of like Bernie, but I think a lot of the Obama supporters of 2008 are now Sanders supporters. So, but I think primarily in the White House, you're talking about operatives, people who are looking at winning elections, and I think Hillary, assuming she's not indicted, will probably be a lot more electable than Bernie in November.
All right. Fred Lucas, The Blaze's White House correspondent. You can see his latest on theblaze.com. Fred, really appreciate you calling in. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
When our water heater broke down last month, it was a nightmare. It took 5 hours for the plumber to show up, and he charged us a couple of $100 just to come out. Then it cost another $1,800 to put in the new water heater. By the time it was all said and done, I felt like I'd been taken. But what else could I do?
The smartest thing you can do is get a home warranty from American Residential Warranty. Their home warranties pay to repair or replace all your major appliances when they break. And they will break, and at the worst possible time. Call American Residential Warranty right now for free information on home warranties starting at just pennies a day. Don't wait for your refrigerator to stop running or your ceiling fans to stop turning. Call American Residential Warranty right now. Ask how you can save up to 50% on washer and dryer coverage. Just call 1-800-686-3910. That's 1-800-686-3910. Again, 1-800-686-3910. Call now.